Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. House votes to stop funding terrorism. This is a great move in the right direction. The case still needs to go over to the Senate for vote, but when the Senate votes affirmatively, President Trump will sign this bill. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. Matt, this is a bill that we've been working on from our office in Washington, D.C. It's called the Taylor Force Act. And it's named after Army veteran by the name of Taylor Force. He was a Vanderbilt student and veteran of the U.S. Army. He served in combat deployments in Afghanistan and Iraq, only to be senselessly killed as a civilian by a Palestinian terrorist in Israel. So this bill is named in his honor. This bill will force the Palestinian Authority to renounce terrorism if it wants to still get federal funding from the United States taxpayers. So this is a great decision by the House to pass this bill. It now moves over to the U.S. Senate, and we're going to continue to shepherd this through, hopefully make this bill become a reality.
And it's long overdue. It's unconscionable that U.S. taxpayer dollars have effectively gone to support the Palestinian Authority, which supports overtly terrorists. It gives $300 million annually to terrorists and their families. And since the U.S. provides over $700 million of direct and indirect aid to Palestinians, there is no excuse for continuing to fund a terrorist organization in the Palestinian Authority.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer. And this is some of the issues that I think are being cleaned up during the Trump administration, where these kinds of things that have gone on in the past, senseless spending of federal taxpayer dollars, are being changed. That it's not just business as usual. What we have done with taxpayers' dollars, almost $1 billion worth, $700 million in direct and indirect aid, we've given it to the Palestinian Authority. They have used a large chunk of that money to pay terrorists and their families. So if someone commits a terrorist act, that person, when they're incarcerated for 5 years or more, upon the release from prison, they get a full-time guaranteed government job with the Palestinian Authority.
Yeah. And that's promised up front. The Palestinian Authority incentivizes terrorism by saying, we're going to pay you. We're going to take care of your families for lives as martyrs. They'll receive large payments for the loss of any martyr, any, you know, suicide bomber, anybody who takes out innocent Israelis. The Palestinian Authority encourages it and then pays them well with American taxpayer dollars.
Right. And they also pay the families so that the families will get health benefits and other kinds of financial income. What this does is, can you imagine if we were to pay the benefits to some of the terrorists that have ultimately attacked the United States, as long as they're attacking people that we don't like? So, for example, if we have this person in Las Vegas, if they go after people that we don't like, I'm using that in quotes, then we ultimately will pay that person and their families. Well, this is what the Palestinian Authority does. They don't like the Jews. The Arab Muslims don't like the Jews. They don't like Israel. So if one of their people goes out and kills an Israeli Jew or even an American and either dies in the process or gets caught and serves time in prison, then they'll give financial benefits to them. Yeah. Well, what does that do as a culture? It ultimately suggests that the government, not suggest, it absolutely underlines the fact that the government is behind and supporting your terrorist acts. So if you want to ultimately have a full-time job for the rest of your life, and if you want your family to be taken care of with large payments, then you go out and you stab an Israeli soldier.
Yeah.
And you have full-time benefits if you're not killed in that process.
Yeah.
You'll have family covered. You have all the family benefits. And so the families would encourage their kids. And not just that, these kids grow up. And you can go to PalestinianWatch.org, I believe it is, or PalWatch.org, And it's a website that actually traces some of the radicalism propaganda by the Palestinian Authority. There's radio programs, there's Palestinian TV, and there's videos of what takes place in the schools with the Palestinian teachers, where they train the little kids from young that Jews are pigs, that Palestine is all of Israel, that they show the map of all of Israel, and they don't use Israel, they call it Palestine. So this is the mentality, and then the kids grow up, and who are the people that they look to for role models? They're terrorists, where they name buildings after them, they name streets after them, and then they pay the families.
It's a way of life. It's a culture of constant anti-Semitic indoctrination and violent incentives to kill innocent Israelis. And this act would require the Palestinian Authority to revoke any law, decree, or document authorizing any compensation scheme for prisoners, quote, that uses the sentence or period of incarceration to determine the level of compensation paid. They would also have to terminate all payments for any acts of terrorism against Americans and Israeli citizens and so forth. So this is an important step. They would have to take, quote, credible steps against incitement to violence against Israelis and Americans. So they're going to have to change their culture of anti-Semitic and anti-American indoctrination if they want to receive any American support.
Now, Liberty Counsel, through our Liberty Counsel Action, Liberty Counsel and Christians in Defense of Israel office in Washington, D.C., we've been following this particular legislation. We've reported on it before on this program, Faith and Freedom. And Jonathan Alexander, who is our point person, has been following this, working with, speaking with legislators. The good news is this passed. In fact, it passed the day before, on Tuesday, before President Trump made the historic announcement that the United States would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. So those were two consecutive days of very good pro-Israel legislation and also actions by the President of the United States.
What a difference a new administration makes. This president is putting his money where his mouth is. Israel is our number one ally in the Middle East. They're the only democracy in the Middle East, and a great ally they have been in the previous administration under Barack Obama was hostile to the Israelis and favorable to the Palestinian Authority and Hamas and other terrorist groups.
Yeah, and this particular president and now the House in this case, I think, are showing leadership. And now we need to continue to shepherd this as it works its way through the Senate. You know, the House has passed so many pieces of legislation, but they have been basically backlogged in the Senate. The Senate, through Mitch McConnell, the president of the Senate, has basically been scheduled to work 2.5 days a week, which is absolutely shocking. 2.5 days a week. They get paid very well. And it's up to the speaker or the president to schedule the agenda. Now, they've been actually confirming a number of people to the bench and to other areas, but this is a piece of legislation that cannot just sit idle in the Senate, so we're not done. This is a good step forward. The president, no doubt, will sign a piece of legislation like this when it comes to his desk, but we need to get it now through the U.S. Senate. So continue to pray for the Taylor Force Act. It's already passed the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, so it's already gone through committee. All is necessary now is for Mitch McConnell to schedule this for a final vote of the U.S. Senate and to pass it and then move to the next step where this goes before President Donald Trump for final signature. So, Matt, we'll continue to monitor it. And thank you for all of your prayers and your support of all the people out there listening this Christmas week. It's a great week to celebrate Christmas and to look back on 2017 regarding all the many activities that have happened this year. Liberty Counsel and Christians in Defense of Israel. We have our Liberator for Liberty Counsel, the year-end, and also the year-end newsletter for Christians in Defense of Israel that overviews a number of different actions and activities that we have been involved with through Liberty Counsel and through Christians in Defense of Israel. You can go to our pro-Israel websites, our Israel-related websites, Christians in Defense of Israel, which is cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. And Covenant Journey, which is our program to take Christian college students to Israel. I'll be going to Israel with some college students in the next couple of weeks, and that's covenantjourney.org. Go to Liberty Counsel's website because we have, between now and December 31, midnight, your time zone, whatever time zone you're in, a matching year-end challenge grant. any contribution will be doubled that you provide between now and midnight your time zone. You can make an online contribution during that time frame. You can mail in your check postmarked December 31, or you can call us for additional information, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.